Chapter 9. Kink in the Plan. Great. Just great. What am I supposed to do now? Obviously, Jonah can't stay here forever. That's insane. As if I could go home to Smithville without him. Sorry, Mom and Dad, but Jonah moved into a palace to live with a beast. I tried to bring him home, but he just doesn't want to practice his reading. Happy birthday, Mom! Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. What is wrong with my brother? I turn back to see Beauty, who seems equally upset. Her lower lip is quivering. Abby, why didn't Mr. Beast want me to stay? Did he not like me? Does he not think I'm beautiful on the inside? I really want to be beautiful on the inside. I try really hard. It's not you, I say. It's him. He doesn't even know you. But he looked at me. He saw me. He must think I'm ugly or a horrible person or something. No, I say. There's no way he thought you were ugly. And I'm sure he doesn't think you're a horrible person. It sounds like he's had his heart broken before and he doesn't want it to happen again. I think he's just protecting himself. I walk up and down the drawbridge trying to think. I need a plan. A really good one. I need to change Mr. Beast's mind. What will change his mind? What can I do to get him to send Jonah home? He needs to fall in love with Beauty. Yes, that's exactly it. If he falls in love with Beauty, then he'll want her to stay. I thought I'd have to convince Beauty to give Mr. Beast a chance, but instead, I have to convince Mr. Beast to give Beauty a chance. I bet it won't even be that hard. He fell in love with her in the original story, didn't he? And he would have fallen in love with her if Jonah and I hadn't shown up. So it will happen eventually. It has to. She's Beauty, and he's the Beast. They're the title of the story. They're made to be together. They're like ketchup and French fries. They're going to fall in love for sure. Okay, sometimes in the other stories, the characters got new happy endings, but the Cinderella story wasn't called Cinderella and the Prince, now was it? No, it was not. He's going to like you, I tell Beauty. I promise. But how? Beauty asks. He locked us outside. Good point. I knock on the door again.
Go away! Mr. Beast yells. Your brother is happy here.
Exactly, I yell back. My brother, not yours. I take a deep breath. But I'll make you a deal, Mr. Beast. Beast opens the door a crack.
What's the deal?
Jonah can stay, I say, for a bit, but not without us. He looks confused.
You want to stay here?
I nod. I can't leave Jonah alone. He's my little brother. It's my responsibility to watch him. I shouldn't have left him alone before, but I didn't have a choice. No way am I leaving him again. I'm sure you have enough rooms. This place looks huge.
Of course I have enough rooms, he says gruffly. But no one has ever asked to stay here before. No one has willingly wanted to spend time with me. I pay Mr. and Mrs. Butler to be here.
You can't be that bad, I say. I hear my brother shout, Woohoo! From the other room. Jonah seems to be having a fun time, I add. Mr. Beast smiles, and I can see his fangs.
He is having a fun time, but most people are scared of me.
I straighten my shoulders. Well, I want to stay, and Beauty does too, and Prince. Mr. Beast bends down and motions to Prince.
Hello, little dog. Do you want to play? Come play.
Prince leaps onto Mr. Beast and licks his face. Mr. Beast laughs. It's actually a nice-sounding laugh, not scary at all. Then he turns around and goes back into the palace. He leaves the door open behind him.
He won't even look at me, Beauty whispers. Maybe I should leave.
No, I say. Please, Beauty, you need to get Mr. Beast to like you. Just be your awesome self. She hesitates.
Okay,
she says, and follows me inside. The foyer is all white marble. There are chandeliers everywhere, too. It's very castle-like. In front of me, I see the dining room that I spied earlier. To my right, I hear laughter. I follow the sound until I spot Jonah and Mr. Beast playing a card game. Mr. Beast is sitting on a brown couch, and Jonah is sitting on a small chair opposite him. Jonah waves.
You have to play this, Abby. It's so much fun. It's called Trump. Whoever has the highest card wins. Mr. B taught it to me.
Great, I say, and step inside. Now how am I going to get Mr. Beast and Beauty to fall in love? I think back to the original story. How did they fall in love? Technically, Beauty only fell in love with him when she thought he was dying. But let's forget that part. They spent a lot of time together, which means they got to know each other. Okay, we can do that. Beauty, I say, why don't you sit down on the couch? She nods and takes a seat beside Mr. Beast. She fans her white dress out around herself.
Hello, she says to him. I'm Beauty.
Hello, Beauty,
he says without looking up from his cards. I need Mr. Beast and Beauty to chat without Jonah and me distracting them.
Jonah, can I talk to you alone? I ask.
Now? He sputters. I'm in the middle of a game.
You can play after, I snap. It's urgent.
Jonah sighs.
Okay. Be right back, Mr. B,
he says, and follows me out into the marble foyer.
What's up? He asks.
First, I throw my arms around him. Are you okay?
I'm great. I'm having fun. Mr. B is the best.
Have any of your memories come back? He shakes his head.
No, but we haven't been here that long. I bet they will.
You know you can't stay here forever, right? He shrugs.
I know. I wasn't going to stay here forever. Just a week or so. Like a vacation?
Jonah, we can't stay here for a week. We have no idea how long that is at home. You know how time is different in every fairy tale.
He stomps his foot. I don't know, actually. I don't remember the other fairy tales. I wish I did, but I don't. This is all I know. And I don't want to go home yet. It's not a big deal.
Jonah, it is a big deal. Now Mr. Beast doesn't want Beauty to stay. You messed up the story. He twists his lower lip.
I did? But how?
By being so much fun to hang out with. He makes a quizzical face.
Huh?
You were so much fun that Mr. Beast doesn't want you to go. He wants you to be his little brother, I say. My voice sounds a bit bitter. Jonah is my little brother. Mine. My head hurts, and I rub my temples with my fingers.
Oops, Jonah says. It's not my fault I'm so much fun to be around. And it's not my fault you kept knocking on the mirror night after night.
I did that because going into fairy tales is fun. And because I wanted your memories to come back, not because I wanted you to move in with Mr. Beast and mess up the story.
But you said we mess the stories up all the time, right? Can't we just fix it?
Yes, Jonah, but it's not so easy. We have no control over what's going to happen. We could get hurt.
Bang!
Jonah and I jump.
Sorry!
We hear Mr. Butler yell from the kitchen.
Just putting dishes away. It's okay, I call back.
Then I look back at Jonah. Come on, I say to him. You know we can't stay.
All right,
he says with a sigh, putting his hands in his pockets.
What should we do then?
We have to get Beauty and Mr. Beast to fall in love. That's why I wanted them to be alone. Peek inside and see if they're in love yet, will ya? Jonah peeks inside.
I don't think they're in love yet, he says.
How can you tell?
Look for yourself.
I look in. Mr. Beast and Beauty are sitting on opposite ends of the couch. They are not talking at all. She is looking at the window, and he is looking in the opposite direction at a potted plant. Clearly, they will need some more help falling in love. Lots of help.